Antonia now had as much sago as she could carry, enough to last her family 2 to 3 days. She formed a carry basket by lining her string bag with leaves. The water was drained from the sediment traps to reveal the sago, which was then scooped into the leaf-lined billum. Antonia now hoisted this onto her back and set off home at a brisk pace. Heavy with water as she set out, the bag must have weighed about 20 kilograms. In 2 or 3 days, Antonia will return to the sago swamp. With her husband, 7 children and 5 pigs to feed, she uses a lot of sago, especially when friends or relatives with no food of their own call round for meals. When Antonia got home at around 2 p.m, the children, needless to say, were hungry, and it was time to cook again. First, though, she had to dash into the forest for a fresh load of firewood. Then she got the fire going and started on the pancakes. This time, she had Emma to help her. Though only 12 years old, Emma ranked as the 2nd woman in the family and was responsible for a number of household chores. Emma was left alone to cook pancakes, while her mother went to look for greens. The river was in flood at the time, and with so much debris piled up against the bridge, it was in danger of being swept away. But it held somehow, and Antonia was soon on her way home with a billum on her back loaded with greens. She had collected wild greens from the forest, not plants from her garden. The leaves had to be stripped from the stems first, with the smaller children helping a bit. Then the greens were cooked in the milk from coconuts, which Antonia herself had picked. The younger children ate their soup as soon as it was ready, while the bowls for their father and the older brothers were put to one side, awaiting their return from the men's house nearby, where they were visiting with friends. It was now 3:15 p.m. and the weather was hot and sticky. The young ones, with full stomachs, dozed off, while Francis played with some other boys in the river. George enjoyed a game of cards with his cousin, while Damien and Terence slept in the men's house. Antonia also had 10 minutes to relax before starting on the next phase of her day's work.